This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind? Thank you. We appreciate you. Gratitude coming your way for your trust in us, your participation, your calls, your texts, your emails, your letters. Is that a letter? Do I have the letter I got from Palermo? That's how you say it, right? Palermo. I know I always messed it up when I was spending lots of time up by Stanley and Ray and beautiful Tioga, North Dakota. I said, let's go to the Palermo Steakhouse. I said, it's not Palermo, but I think I have it down right now. I think I'm saying it right, but I used to say, I can't remember. Look how it's spelled, and then you tell me. Look it up on Wikipedia. Anyway, it was a nice note with a lot of good questions, and I'll find it here for Senator Kramer today. A few things we should ask him. You can call us with Senator Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550. The piece I read earlier from the American Report about the hammer and operation inside the military exposed by a CIA whistleblower, I played a clip of General McEnany, retired general. I decided to post it on Facebook. Before I could, I pushed post and it said, oh, before you post, you should know this is not true. It's false information. So then it showed me some fact check from leadstories.com. I've never heard of leadstories.com. And I read through it and basically says it's not true. And the company behind this says it's not true. And nothing about the whistleblower that I can find. So I have both of them up there now. So you can poke through this and see what you think. Senator Kevin Kramer is here on the Talk Radio Town Hall on a momentous edition of the Talk Radio Town Hall. Hello, Senator.
Hey, Scott. It's fun to join you a little bit prior to the show with Phil Parker on KFYR. That was kind of fun.
Yeah, we haven't done it before. I actually call in to chat with Phil and Jesse on KFYR in the morning, and I was just about to call, and then Senator Kramer calls, so I'm like, do you want to be on with Phil Parker and Jesse? Yeah, let's go ahead. So we had a little fun. We started the Talk Radio Town Hall early, didn't we?
Yeah, there you go.
And everybody's juices flowing here a little bit. Nancy Pelosi just held a press conference. And she called Joe Biden President-elect Biden. What do you think of that?
Well, there's probably as good a chance, or maybe a better chance, that Joe Biden will be president-elect than there is that she's going to be speaker again, because a lot of Democrats are really upset about their failures in this legislative session, or this election cycle, where Nancy Pelosi's grip on power is slipping away from her as we speak, which, of course, raises a lot of other questions, by the way, about the presidential election. So my guess is she's trying to do a little preemptive strike and regain her footing in the Democratic Party, but right now it's shaky footing from everything I see.
President Trump needs Pennsylvania or a 3 out of the 4, remaining. So obviously the counts all go the wrong way. They just added votes in Arizona, and I see we're at plus 43,000 in Arizona now for Biden. Seriously, they all tend to trend his way.
In Arizona it's trending the other, but yes, you're right.
In Arizona,
47,000.
Oh, was it? Okay, good. So it's at least coming our way. Yeah, all right.
Yep.
But really, shouldn't we just steal up here and say let's count every vote and not give anything?
We should count every legal vote. We should count every legal vote. I stress legal vote, Scotty. And there's a lot of questions. There are a lot of questions. No matter what anybody says, for 4 years, 4 years plus, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and all the mainstream media considered Donald Trump the illegitimate president. And boy, we're heading down a far, far slipperier slope than that was, because that was all based on crazy nonsense like Russia, and, you know, an impeachment that turned out to not just be bogus, but absolutely ridiculous. And FBI investigations of the Trump, you know, transition team and all these kinds of things, all this spying by the Obama-Biden administration, all of it turns out to be not only was Donald Trump legitimately elected, but all of their investigations were proven to not just be unfounded, but absolutely 100%, 180 degrees wrong. And so anyway, yeah, we have to steel up, all right, but we have to steel up. There's going to, without a question, be a recount in Georgia. I don't think there's any doubt about that. There very well could be a recount in Pennsylvania. There could be a recount in Nevada. Although in Nevada, let's not forget, there's that really big union, the SEIU, that pretty much runs the state, and Las Vegas is ground zero for mob bosses. So I don't know how we can win in Nevada, but again, there could be recounts in all of these places. And in the recount process, Scotty, there's lots that has to be considered. Think about this. Pennsylvania. In Pennsylvania, state law, and by the way, our federal constitution does give state legislators the authority to set the rules, and we want it that way. We want state legislatures and states to govern their own elections. We do not want a federal election, even though Pelosi wanted that, and we can get into that in a little bit. But in Pennsylvania, absent the state legislature changing the rules, a court changed the rules and said, let's not just count the votes on election day. We're going to add 3 days to it. Their law does not allow 3 days of extra counting, but they're going to add it to it because, as I said this morning, you know, Abel, my son Abel and I play a lot of one-on-one basketball. In our previous house, we had a nice court in our backyard, and we'd play up to 21, Scott. And at 21, if you were ahead by two, you win, right? And if you shoot a three-pointer, it counts for two, and otherwise it's one-pointers. And, you know, I'm old and stiff, but I'm taller than Abel, so I can usually get to 21 ahead of him. But then we'd change the rules, say, no, let's play to 25, and then it would be 30, and the game would be over when Abel was ahead. That's okay with me. It's not okay in politics. It's not okay in democracy. It's not okay in elections. So I think Pennsylvania, there's, you know, we need to fight that, you know, all the way to as high as we can fight. I think Donald Trump needs to use every tool in the tool chest. I've already started raising money for the recount fund. I've started raising money, by the way, for Senate races in Georgia, because we're going to have obviously two Senate races on January 5th with two incumbent Republicans on the ballot. If they can do what they did at Atlanta, where again they keep bringing in votes until they can win for Biden and knock off David Perdue, the senator, into another election runoff, then anything's possible. We have to be prepared to fight fire with fire.
Let's get to the calls. A lot waiting for Senator Kevin Cramer. Patty, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Hi, Patty. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I really have so much to say. First of all, I've never been in politics before. And this has consumed me because I've been watching it since January. I went back and did homework on this. It's the most corrupt scandal that I've ever seen. And first of all, as Kamala says, I want to get this clear. I see when I was watching. Now, this is probably all erased. When President Trump was talking about the veterans, and he said these endless wars, these endless, senseless wars need to quit. There are no winners here. And he said, they're the losers. That's what he said. And it's very upsetting to me because they use this story for a long time. And that ripped his heart out, and I've seen it. I've never seen a man endure in the 4 years that he's been in office to be ripped apart daily. But and he stood up for us. And that's the first thing I want to get clear, is that's exactly what he said. These endless, senseless wars need to quit. There are no winners here.
Patty, appreciate your passion on this. I think, Senator Kramer, that, you know, that people like Patty who said, I've never paid attention to this stuff before. Now I'm consumed with it. I'm doing research. I'm taking it. I don't know what that was.
That was your computer. I got it.
Okay. There's that stuff on its own now. That's interesting. Anyway, that Patty would, you know, be that passionate about it and be paying attention. I mean, that's a good thing out of a horrible chapter here in American history, right?
So, Scott, Patty is, I'm so glad she was the first caller, because she illustrates an issue, and that is this. One thing about conservatives is we tend not to be activists, but remember, the excellence of America is that we're a self-governed nation. That means you can't be on the sidelines. She said, I've never been in politics before. Well, I got news for you. You've got to be. Our way of life, our culture, our People's Republic requires you to be active in politics. It's not a bad thing. It's a very good thing. So conservatives, get active. Be active.
Let's talk about how to do that when we come back.
It's time. Time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021. Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got 5 tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. Juven Tours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com. Back to the phones. Here's Luke from Red Trenchless in Bismarck. Hey, Luke, how do folks know that a sewer or water line might be going bad?
Hey, that's a good question. So a lot of times you can tell if your sewer line is going bad. Your toilets, you know, you'll get a funny smell coming out of there. Your septic tank may be backed up. And that's one key factor in that. Water line, you might lose pressure. You might not have the pressure you used to have. And that's where we come in. We can inspect it, see what's going on down there, and find a solution for it.
Inspect it, then repair or replace before you spend the big bucks.
That's right. Pretty painless to do. You won't have subsurface damage like you would if you were going to come in there and dig up your driveway, dig up your grass, rip up your sprinklers, your private underground utilities. Basically, you dig 2 holes, one at the start, one at the exit. You know, all the stuff in between there, you won't even tell we were there.
Find out more at reddrilling.com with 2 Ds, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404, 204-0404.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Pipers are having a record year. They are really busy. It's unbelievable. What a great team they have at Pipers. That's certainly why they continue to grow and do so many great things for folks. So remember, auctions that are happening, you know, I know they're in, I think, Dickinson today. There is all kinds of action on the table. If you go to Pipers.com, You'll see next week's auction, Sargent County and land auction, Dickey County, Richland County, commercial auction in Minot on the 11th. That's Wednesday. Online auction, Trail County. The Gackle Schmidt Estate Farm Machinery Auction is Thursday, November 12th. So just some of the auctions that are coming up. Real estate, land management, equipment auctions, call them 877-700-4099. Okay? And talk to one of the team members, Kevin Pfeiffer, Steve Link, Bob Pfeiffer, Jim Savvy, Dave Keller. I mean, they are just they are a great bunch. Hard at work for you at Pfeiffer's. All right, back to Senator Kevin Cramer in the talk radio, Town Hall, 21 past the hour here. Your questions or comments, welcome. We started with some real passion from Patty, so let's keep that going. Real quickly before I go back to the calls, you know, I know a lot of people, I've heard a lot of people say, where are Republicans? Where's the support for the president? Where's the passion? And a gentleman called earlier, he said, I know Senator Cramer does it, but I don't see it from others. I don't see it from others anywhere. What are they doing? Now, you said, hey, I'm raising money. I'm doing a number of things to help. What can people do? What can other Republicans do? What should they do?
Yeah, so it's a great question. It's sort of a difficult balance. Now, if anybody looks at my Twitter feed, and I have two of them, and that's a little bit of the issue, I have actually shifted from my political Twitter feed to my official Twitter feed now, because this is no longer a campaign. This is now about getting it right, about the recounts, about the integrity, about what's going on in places like Philadelphia and Atlanta and Detroit and Milwaukee, where, you know, no election's over till they bring in more Democratic votes from wherever the hell they find them, and or create them or whatever they do. And, oh, by the way, we certainly can't let Republican observers in. Let's put paper over the windows so they can't come. Even though state laws require, federal laws require observers, they're not letting Republican observers in. Okay, all of that said, I've been tweeting a lot about it, and by the way, a lot of my frustration, Scott, is aimed right at people like Brett Baer and Martha McCallum and Fox News, who have done nothing but make excuses for this nonsense in places like Arizona and calling the Arizona race. But imagine this. Donald Trump's ahead 3 days after the election. He's ahead by 76,000 votes in North Carolina, but Fox News doesn't have the courage to call that one for Donald Trump. And I'm sure they're waiting for him to get behind so they can call it, like they did in Arizona at 11:20 on election night. It's beyond me. Anyway, okay, so I'm a little ramped up.
Well, but by the way, what does it say about the fact we still don't know who's won Arizona? It's Friday, and that was Tuesday night. I mean, they should already be embarrassed.
They should be. Instead, they just keep covering for him. Brett Baer keeps bringing that head of their supposedly decision desk on to explain it, and he calls it transparent. That's not transparent. That's a cover-up, Brett. Transparent would be, I am so sorry we screwed this up. Fox News owes the American people an apology. I'm sorry to the President of the United States. He deserves better than this. We've fired the decision desk people, Chris Steirwalt and all the rest of these knuckleheads. They're entertainers. They're not scientists. They're entertainers. So that's my frustration, in addition to several other things. But all of that, getting back to the question at hand, what can federal officials do? We can't do a lot because these are state issues. But we can express our outrage. We can call for investigations on the Senate Judiciary Committee, Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham, real investigations. But what we can do mainly is raise money for the recounts, raise money for the Georgia Senate races. There are going to be two runoffs. It will determine which party has a majority. If you think you've seen corruption to this point, wait until you see what happens in this in these two new elections, these special elections on January 5th for control of the United States Senate. One of the things I think we have to do, Scott, and I think one of the things, this is a really important message. You know how they always expect conservatives and Republicans to be the adults. So for 4 years, we endure illegitimate investigations. We endure that crazy Adam Schiff making all kinds of wild allegations, never being called on it by any of the mainstream media. And then we go through a bogus impeachment process. We're to endure all that. But now we're supposed to be the adults in the room and just accept, roll over, Donald Trump. Just roll over and take it because, you know, you've lost, even though they called him illegitimate for over 4 years. So I think we have to stand up and be counted. But I also think We have to fight fire with fire. If ballot harvesting is going to be illegal, is going to be legal in places like Pennsylvania, we need to be better at it. By the way, has anybody prior to the last few days ever heard the term ballot curing? Battle curing? That's the new thing. In Pennsylvania, they find all these thousands of ballots that aren't right. So what do? They don't throw them out because they come from Democratic strongholds. They call the voters and say, hey, your ballot's wrong here. Can we help you fix it, please? Have you ever heard the term ballot curing?
I've heard it. I didn't know what it meant, but I do now. Thank you.
Now we do.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, you voted wrong. Let us help you fix it.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And
the signatures don't match. What did you mean here? What you mean here is it's not my vote, you dummy.
Goes back to my theory that there's a red door and a blue door in every one of these states where they're counting. And if it starts swaying to the red side, they just pull some more out of the blue side. They just find a way. You know, it's just, it is no way to elect a president in the greatest country on the face of the earth, period.
But I think here's what I think happened. When Ohio, first of all, Florida, by the way, speaking of Florida, can anybody explain how they can count all of their votes on election night, but places like Pennsylvania?
Exactly.
Republican governor.
Right. And remember, even Miami-Dade and Broward counties, remember that those corruptions? Remember, what's his name? Governor DeSantis got rid of that. The woman who was running that one, was it Miami-Dade County that was inept? Got rid of her. Now they can count ballots on election night and get it straight.
Forgot about her.
So how does this happen? How does Pennsylvania, a sophisticated state like Pennsylvania, well, here's what happens. You have these big cities like Philadelphia that are run by liberals. You have places like Atlanta and Georgia. You have Detroit and Michigan, Milwaukee and Wisconsin. So when Ohio got called for Trump, first you had the swing state of Florida, not even a close contest. Then you had a swing state like Ohio, not even a close contest. By the way, never mind the polls. We should talk about that as well. These Republican suppression polls. I hope every pollster in the country, including the ones that have worked for me, find new work. They are no longer scientists. They are conspirators in the mainstream media's effort to suppress conservative votes. That's what it is. I mean, when you have a poll that shows Biden winning by 17%, but then it turns out Trump wins. I mean, so anyway, when Ohio got called, that's when all hands had to get on deck in these remaining large corrupt cities like Philadelphia and Detroit and Atlanta and Milwaukee. They knew at that point, my God, this might not go our way, so we've got to slow things down in these majors. Now, am I wrong? Could I be wrong? Do I sound like I'm in a panic because like Donald Trump and calling fraud where I don't see fraud? I'm just pointing to issues. And if there wasn't fraud, then why are you blocking Republicans from watching the vote count take place? What are you hiding? We're left with our imagination, Scott, and that's generally not good.
We are going to go to your calls when we come back. And let's see in this order, okay? I'll tell you who's waited the longest. Nate Fargo, Scott Anetta, Charles Carrington, Neil Minot, Chris Bakken, get me your best. Your best, okay? Right to the questions and we'll get through all of you.
Energy is a large part of North Dakota's economic foundation. And all of the above energy policy provides our state the greatest economic opportunity. We can have it all if we all work together. Revenue from wind energy helps keep property taxes in check, main streets alive, small schools vibrant, roads maintained, and funds emergency services and our veterans. Wind energy is good for landowners, good for jobs, good for business, and good for North Dakota. More wind energy development can help make North Dakota the energy basket of America.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking. Polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and quicker dry time, with longer lasting results.
Polyjacking, the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vladimir Putin is planning to step down as Russia's president next year amid growing fears for his health. The claim is made by Moscow political scientist Valery Soloviev in the paper The Sun. Soloviev also said the Russian leader's girlfriend and his two daughters are pushing him to leave office. There's speculation Putin has contracted Parkinson's disease from medical people watching videos on Putin's recent public appearances. Russian lawmakers are also considering legislation proposed by Vladimir that would grant all future Russian ex-presidents lifetime immunity from criminal prosecution. Election officials in several states said Thursday they are worried about their safety of their staffs amid a stream of threats and gathering of angry protesters outside their doors. Joe Gloria, the Register of Voters in Clark County, said, "I can tell you that my wife and my mother are very concerned for me. While the protests have not been violent or very large, local officials were distressed by the crowds and concerned about the relentless accusations." USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
One slight, tiny little sliver in all of this is the memes and the things that are out there.
I've seen some great ones.
The beautiful ones. And the one you just told me about, I've heard that one before.
What I see is this feels like we're all in divorce court waiting to see who gets custody of us.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a sad state. It certainly is. The one I posted was by... And it makes me so mad, I can't even tell you. Facebook immediately puts missing context on it. Wait a minute. I'm about to read you something that was said. Okay, this is an actual comment by Joseph Stalin, communist tyrant and mass murderer. He said, quote, "Those who cast the votes decide nothing. Those who count the votes decide everything." Now, that's just basic common sense. I mean, Mother Teresa could say that, right? I mean,
yeah.
It is a fact that he said it, right? It's not disputed.
No, but it's missing context. Yeah, it's missing context.
What context
is it missing?
I know, right?
I don't know.
Listen, this is a problem, Scott. When you raise something like that, you are the messenger, so get ready, baby.
Yeah, I realize that, but you know what the context missing is? That he didn't say it about this election.
Right.
No kidding, he's dead! He's dead! Yeah. He couldn't have said it about this election.
They may not know that.
The
23-year-old at Facebook or wherever it is that fact-checked that probably didn't know he's dead. Yeah. They have no clue about it.
Who's this, this Stalin guy? I don't know any Stalin, Joseph Stalin,
yeah, right.
I don't know.
Pennsylvania?
Oh, my gosh.
This is the problem with it.
Heaven help us. Heaven help us. I'm telling you.
Education.
By the way, MyPillow is one way to get through this deal. MyPillow.
It is.
Yep. Because, for one, you sleep better, and that's the most important thing to your health. And, you know, we want you to be around forever. So Mike Lindell has given us a little election special, and that had to continue because the election's not done. And so some great deals at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. Look at the radio listener specials and go to 800-226-85. No, that's the wrong number. That's Todd's number. Go to 800-506-9028. Don't call Todd.
I'm not sure bills. I can. Don't well, I mean, I'll underscore that they are great and all that stuff, but I can't get you the deal. It's
we are being inundated here at the Flag World Headquarters on I-29 in Fargo. From people who want us to cancel Fox News at the top of the hour. And, Todd, I know you've seen that movie before at K-Fire. And they wanted Fox News back then. I don't know if they're still if you're getting those.
Yeah, I don't know that there would be the same outcry if we dumped it, you know, right now, if the same outcry would happen.
But you know, we're talking about it. We're talking about it. I mean, I don't listen to it anymore. I can't. You know, you get offended so many times, and I know your point, Kevin, with Brett Baer and Martha McCallum, you know, same thing when Arizona...
They're the better ones.
And they are. Yeah. Yeah.
And they all want to be part of the cool kids club, Scott. That's the problem. In Washington and New York, they want to get invited to the same cocktail parties. They want to put on their tux and go to the press club and whatever the crazy weird things that they have going on. They think there's some validity to all of that. But let's not forget, this has been going on for quite some time. But it really manifests itself when Chris Wallace absolutely butchered that first presidential debate, and all he could do was try to stand in the gap for Joe Biden, who was incapable of standing up to Donald Trump himself.
And then after whine and cry and moan about Donald Trump and not take any responsibility, it's just crazy.
Anyway.
Okay, a lot of calls waiting. I want to get there. A texter has said, can you ask Kevin about the watermark sting? A lot of buzz out there about that as well. That one and the... You know, Operation, and now I'm forgetting the name. What was it again? The military operation? But it doesn't matter. We're working on checking out all these. But have you seen anything about the watermark sting?
I've only heard briefly about it. My understanding is, well, there's one area where there might be an opportunity, an appropriate place for, congressional oversight. And assuming, again, that Republicans maintain majority in the Senate, then these things have to take place. We cannot simply let Adam Schiff over in the House be the only person that looks into this stuff. We have got to do our part.
All right. So I wanted to ask you about that. And Brady says, Kevin is the fighter we need in these times. So wanted to pass that on. He says, the biggest tool Trump would have is if members of Congress back him, coming out publicly defending him. And there'll be a lot of Republicans that want to be in that good guys club, too, unfortunately. Won't there be?
There will. But there's also a lot of Republicans that want to be the next president of the United States. And
well, I'd want to go fight this. Wouldn't you? If you're 2024 probable, wouldn't you want to go out and fight this right in the middle of it? Be the person that protects it for 4 years.
But unless you miscalculate just how strongly people feel, Republicans feel, Republican convention goers, Republican primary voters, you've got to understand that they are more passionate. They're more passionate about this than. Than they are about anything right now. And if you miscalculate that, and a lot of them do, Scotty, a lot of them do. They too want to get invited to the same, country club.
I'm going to, you must have one button you can push where you send something to all of them. So I'm going to send you every text that I get, and they're going to see things like this one from Becky. Please tell Senator Kramer we want all GOP elected officials to speak up in defense of our president. Also, what we are experiencing is a cleansing of our social media and our election system. I saw a post on Facebook that said we are living through a rebirth of our constitutional republic. I'm okay with that.
Well, first of all, a couple of things. First of all, was it Becky you said?
Yep.
All I can do is what I can do. I don't control any other Republicans. That's part of being a Republican. I don't control other people's, what they do say, how strongly they stand. Remembering, I supported Donald Trump before any state elected official in North Dakota. In fact, I'm not sure any of them ever really supported him by name until after he was president. Certainly not until he was nominated or at the convention or endorsed at the convention. But anyway, all that said, I've never wavered in my support for him. I was one of the very first members of Congress to support him. I still support him. But it's not just him. Here's the thing, Scott. I think a lot of people and a lot of our media especially think that it's Donald Trump that they're supporting. They support Donald Trump because he's a reflection of us. Not the other way around. People have this totally confused. I did an interview with the New York Times a couple of days ago. That was just got to be one of the most frustrating things in the world is to talk to those people. But I still like to. I still want to get my saying. They think that we are all following him. We're not. He's following us. That's the point. He reflects our views. And so it's not like a cult following. This is a person who finally stepped up and said, bad is bad and good is good.
Yeah, and by
the guy that stood up and said, China's bad, not good.
You mean every American that supports him. Yeah, right?
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, here we go. Let's see. Everybody go as quick as you can. I mean, less than a minute. Give me your best minute. We'll get to everybody. Nate Fargo, next. Go. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, everyone. The comments I wanted to make about the Republican Party and the House and Senate, will we carry both? And if we don't, how much how many trillions of dollars will the taxpayers need to pay for the first few years? And the second thing, how long will it take Twitter to ban President Trump after Inauguration Day?
Yeah, so a couple of things. First of all, with regard to Twitter, let me start there, start where you ended. We have to remember that social media, these are private businesses, so I don't know that we can do a lot about it. The SEC can, and we can do some things related to some of the government benefits they get, and we ought to. And one of them has been, of course, the 230 protections that they have from liability, so that they have this immunity that they should not be getting, and I'm on legislation. I've written letters. I've been one of the top four or five members of the United States Senate that take all that on. We need to take away all of their protections. They're not entitled to those protections from lawsuits. What we also need to do is compete with them, you guys. Scott, whether it's Fox News, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Facebook, whether it's whatever, Google, we need to find ways to compete with them in the marketplace. And that means all hands on deck. That means you've got to be willing to shed these monsters and get involved with somebody else. With regard to how many trillions of dollars, I do believe the Senate will remain in Republican control. It's going to be 50-50 until January 5th when the two Georgia races, both of them Republican incumbents, are runoffs take place. That's why we have got to win one, at least one, and probably both of those races, and we should win them. And but anything's possible in a special election. That's January 5th. So between now and January 5th, move to Georgia, register. I think you have till December 7th. I'm just kidding, slightly. But we need to win those two Senate seats. Then we can stop spending. The president cannot spend money without an appropriation, and we can prevent $3 trillion Nancy Pelosi deals. Remember, Nancy Pelosi, in the latest COVID package, and the reason we end up not having a deal was here's the thing she wanted in that package. She wanted universal, unsolicited, vote-by-mail and ballot harvesting, and to prohibit states from requiring identification to vote. In other words, she wanted to have happen across the country what's going on right now in places like Philadelphia and Atlanta and Milwaukee and Detroit and these big, big cities run by Democrats.
Yeah, I'm shocked. Knock me over with a feather. Yeah, Nate, thank you very much.
Firewall.
Scott in Annetta for Senator Kramer. Go.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Kramer, for what you're doing. I got a lot on my mind here. I'll try to get it focused here. You know, we can think back to all Trump has gone through. I mean, he's just resilient. I don't know a man in my realm that can take what he's taken. I mean, he's 74 years old. He goes through COVID. He comes out of that, and look at the guy. He's like an energy bunny. I mean, his strength has got to be coming from an almighty God. There's just no doubt about it. I am so excited about what is going on right now because this is exactly how God works. He's going to take this to the point where there is no way out of this. Kramer, you need to keep doing what you're doing. Keep raising money. That's great. We all got to keep doing what we're doing. But all of us guys that are, all of us people as voters that are back here in the trenches, we just need to get on our knees and pray to our almighty God, because there's one thing we have that Biden and that side don't have, is we've got Jesus. We've got the most powerful person in the world. And he's using Trump. And I don't believe that he is done with Trump. He put him in there 4 years ago. No way he was going to win. He's given him the strength and the power and the wisdom to do what he's done for 4 years that nobody else has done. People, this is exciting times. As bad as this looks, there's two words you got to remember. But God.
Scott, appreciate your passion.
No, can we stop the counting now? Because this is how I want to end the show. But I know we have
left. Sorry. Stop the counting. That's right. Let's stop it right now. That's a good spot to stop. Our guys ahead. Scott, thank you for that. Well said. Well said. And we'll give Kevin a chance to respond on the other side of the break. And then Neil and Minot, Charles and Carrington.
Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Home to great family fun and great wellness products. The hot spring spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables, because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Old House in Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Old House in Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Have you been to a PetroServ USA lately? Come on in. Home cooking with grab-and-go convenience. Great specials all month long, like Pepsi products. 20-ounce containers, 99 cents, or 24-packs for $5.99. Two for $2 salted nut rolls. Jack legs. 3 1/4-ounce package, $3.25. Jerky, $3.69. Or Popcornopolis, $3.39. Plus, weekly specials, great deals every day. Grab-and-go convenience with that home cooking. You're going to love it. At PetroServ USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind, powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. 4x4s, they're here, over 100 most. That was Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty. Late model Yukons, Suburbans, Acadias, trucks, all makes and models. Payments to fit every budget. And Schwann needs your trade, too. Stop by and find out what yours is worth. You might be surprised. Hurry in for the best selection. First come, first saved. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. Schwann Buick GMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour, can't believe it, but it's our final segment today, and I am going to be in Bismarck at noon tomorrow, state capitol, for the Stand With Trump event. Senator Kramer talked about that earlier in the program. I think we did, didn't we? Losing track of times here, but it might have been with Phil Parker this morning because you mentioned you were going to be at a soccer tournament and couldn't join us, but that's a very, very worthy reason to be on the road. Those are kind of fun, aren't they? I miss those days.
Well, they are, and what I love is just being in the car with Abel and Chris and, you know, just driving. And
yeah, it's good family time. I don't mind driving when the family's in the car. That doesn't sound like a chore. Yeah, that's great. Anyway, at noon at the
a state capitol in Bismarck tomorrow, Stand with Trump event. Kudos to Jared Hendricks for getting that rolling. Okay, did you want to respond quickly to the caller that really put us back on your heels?
I appreciate it because we have every reason in the world to be optimistic, if not about this election, about the long term, because he makes an important point. Revelations sometimes happen that have a more important long-term benefit. And this revelation, I think, is a wake-up call. Remember, Donald Trump saw this. He saw this 6 months ago. As soon as they started talking about changing laws in these states, universal vote by mail, how fraught it is with the potential for fraud. He called this to a T. And everybody, I shouldn't say everybody, lots of people, rolled their eyes and said, there he goes again, and he should be instilling confidence in their system. Well, he's not the one that's instilling the lack of confidence in their system. The system is instilling that lack of confidence in places like Milwaukee. How do you have votes? Again, here we are 3 days later, and they're still finding votes. How could they not have counted them by now when Florida counted every vote, mail-in and otherwise, much bigger state.
And just like that, Democrats don't like investigations anymore.
Is anything going to happen from this, Kevin? I mean, is anything going to come out of it?
How many different investigations have there been? Let me go to these calls because we have so many of them. And again, I'll ask everybody to go as quickly as you can. I'm going to go in the order of the folks that have waited the longest. We're getting calls to the switchboard saying, I can't get through. You can't because the lines are full. I'm sorry. We'll have to do a special talk radio town hall with Senator Kramer soon, so you can chat with him. Charles in Carrington, you're next. Go ahead.
This is Chuck from Carrington. I've got a problem. Thanks. So back when all this stuff started, when Pelosi started with her impeachment, and John Kerry, probably he makes deals over in the other countries. I wonder if him and the Chinese didn't get together to put this COVID out there to create a problem with our election system by knocking our economy down. This may be conspiracy thinking that I'm hawking, but John Kerry's been all over the country, all over the map, making deals with other countries, and the only way he can make deals is if he has the support of the Democratic Party. And that
Charles in Carrington bringing a point up here that concerns you as well.
Well, here's what concerns me. Joe Biden's very close ties to China. That's a problem. No question, that is a problem.
Well, I don't get how you can say that. You bring your kid on the plane with you, and he gets a multi-million dollar
billion.
It was a multi-billion dollar deal. That happens to everybody, doesn't it?
Yeah. Call me extreme. Call me radical. Call me conspiracy.
So what Charles is saying is this stuff can happen. Okay, let's go, Chris Bakken. Chris Bakken, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
I agree with the earlier caller that prayer will always be part of the remedy, even if we don't get the solution that we want. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to ask the senator, witnessing a massive crime in progress is what we're seeing right now, and I was the one that made the plague comment a long time ago. You are our hired security guy at the national level. What are you going to do to help us stop this nightmare?
Well, let me just remind you a couple of things. First of all, thank you, and I agree with prayer is always important and is the solution ultimately. But I can only do what I can do. And you're hearing me doing what I do, and I've been doing it a lot, and I will continue to do it, including calling for investigations and whatnot. But elections are a state issue. This is a problem, you guys. We have to remember, our founders put states in charge of elections. That's why in North Dakota, we don't have these problems, because we can run them. But when you put, Philadelphia in charge of its own election, you got Philadelphia-style problems. The one thing that we'll see if the courts can intervene. But remember, you also have to have a case that has to start at a state level or at a district level and work its way up to the Supreme Court. You can expedite it. We'll see how all that plays out. One area, and I'm not a lawyer, but one area I think there's some real issue with is Pennsylvania. Again, the Constitution does give state legislatures the authority to pass and implement laws for voting. Pennsylvania's law does not allow counting after Election Day. A Pennsylvania court said it does. And I do think that that's one that could go up to the Supreme Court. And whether the remedy would be overturning it or not, I don't know.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the call. Let's go to another Chris in Moorhead real quick. In literally a few seconds here. You got the last word, though. Go ahead.
Okay, I've been doing a little studying, and originally our election for president was set up as the winner is president and the second place person is vice president. I think that would be a possible solution to our divisional problems. We have a great division in this country.
Quick answer on the division.
For sure. Yeah, no, he makes an important point about the division of the country, although I think that's a violation of, you know, the principles of the United States. He's right. That does happen in other places.
Hey, text me. I'll be around all weekend, folks. 701-367-2056.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auctioneers. The secret to Pfeiffer's highly successful equipment and land auctions? Simple. We are marketers, merchandisers, and auctioneers. Pfeiffer's notable international marketing strategy gives results. Our team does it better than anyone. We will clean, prepare, and stage your equipment and implement our strategic internet and digital marketing program. If you are interested in selling your land or equipment, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 and view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and redefining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.